KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A high wind warning continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 72. Winds out of the south, 30 to 40 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows dip down to about 28. Highs around 49. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer continues to insist on passage of the Build Back Better bill by Christmas, despite ongoing concerns from Senator Manchin about the package. Now, the bill isn't ready for a vote yet. Schumer said discussions with the Senate parliamentarian will continue this week over which provisions will be allowed to remain in the bill under the rules for the budget reconciliation process. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters that Biden supports the goal from Schumer. When a reporter suggested it seemed unlikely for the goal could be met, she said, "I don't think we're in a place to make that prediction from here, nor is anyone, of course." Bayer will have to wait a bit longer to see whether the Supreme Court takes up its challenge to a federal appeals court ruling that upheld a $25 million verdict for a California man who said the exposure to Roundup caused his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The court this week asked the Solicitor General, that's the administration's top lawyer, to weigh in on the issues presented in the case, namely whether federal pesticide law preempts state law claims such as a failure to warn. Bayer said it was encouraged by the Supreme Court action, said it would not entertain any further settlement discussions with plaintiff lawyers that are representing a substantial number of Roundup claims while the court decides whether to take up the case or not. Now, a favorable Supreme Court decision would help Bayer avoid liability in thousands of cases pending for its Roundup exposure. And Kansas Senator Dr. Roger Marshall wrote a letter to U.S. Geological Survey Acting Director Dave Applegate, urging him not to remove potash from the U.S. Geological Survey Department of the Interior 2021 list of critical minerals and to add phosphate as a critical mineral. Joining Marshall in signing the letter, Senators John Bozeman of Arkansas, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, John Hovind of North Dakota, Mike Braun of Indiana, John Thune, South Dakota, and Tommy Tuberville of Alabama. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. 11 inmates at the Riley County Jail tested positive for COVID-19 on Monday. 10 of the inmates are in the same pod within the jail and are being quarantined for 14 days within their pod, along with other inmates in the same pod. The 11th inmate that tested positive was in a separate pod and is being quarantined alone in the medical pod. Prior to this outbreak, since the start of the pandemic, there had only been two other positive COVID-19 test results for the Riley County Jail. A Wichita Police Department officer was involved in a crash Tuesday night. The crash happened around 7:35 p.m. near the intersection of 47th Street South and Broadway. A police spokesperson told KSN that the officer was leaving a parking lot near the intersection when a car pulled out, causing the collision. There were two teens in the other car. They went to local hospital with minor injuries. The officer also suffered minor injuries. It is not...
significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans, go to aarp.org/veterans today.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
A series of earthquakes continues to shake central Kansas. According to the United States Geological Survey, a 4.0 magnitude quake hit southwest of Gibson just before 4 a.m. this morning. This morning's trembler follows several dozen smaller quakes in Saline County over the past weekend and a 4.3 quake on December 8th that was felt over a wide area. There are no reports of damage or injury. With a damaging wind event today, the Kansas Highway Patrol is asking for people to leave some room between cars and trucks and slow down. Frank Tatum drives a big box truck for regional deliveries.
Be especially mindful of the big trucks that's driving out there. A lot of times they don't have control of the vehicle as much as they would like to because of the wind.
That audio courtesy of KSN. Also, blowing dust will be possible and would reduce visibilities, making travel under these conditions hazardous. Visibilities may drop to under 1 mile at times. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Wheeler County authorities say a house fire that killed an 81-year-old man in Bartlett last week was accidental. The Wheeler County Attorney's Office said in a news release Monday that Kenneth Leggett died in the fire on December 9th. Firefighters who arrived at the scene found the home engulfed in flames and discovered Leggett's body after the fire was extinguished. The County Attorney's Office said the blaze was caused by a wood stove catching nearby combustibles on fire. Lancaster County Sheriff Terry Wagner says firefighters found the body of a person inside of a home just west of Raymond, gutted by flames late Monday night. Wagner tells the Lincoln Journal-Star that a man called emergency dispatchers to report a fire in the home's attic. Arriving fire crews found a body in the home shortly after 10:30 p.m. on Monday. Wagner said officials weren't immediately sure whether the body found belongs to the man who reported the fire, but said crews did not find anyone else at the scene of the fire. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're expecting a good run of cows and calves. We're having a special cow sale in conjunction with our regular sale. A couple of our featured consignments for our cow sale this week will be 52 head of Angus and Maine Angus cross cows. Most of them will have calves at their side, and they will have been running back with bulls since November the 1st. They just would be running age type of cows. And we've got dispersal of 50 head of red and black, just running age bred cows. It'll be spring calvers that start calving around February 15th for about 75 days. And then we've got a group of 35 black coming 3-year-old cows that'll be bred to horned Hereford bulls. If you want to see a full list of our consignments for this week, you can see that on our website, which is eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us a phone call at 316-320-3212.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Bierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Mayor Jason Barnes presented plaques to outgoing council members Terry Hughes, Bobby Pippia, and Diane Schroller. The new council was sworn in, including Kyle Garacki, Ward 1, Jeff Keating, Ward 2, Lori Snellings, Ward 3, and Colleen Barron's, Ward 4, along with Mayor Jason Barnes, who was reelected. Convention and Tourism Committee presented an update on a year-long plan to celebrate Marysville as the Black Squirrel City. Several council members took issue with the proposed $22,000 marketing budget and asked the committee return with a more specific budget. City Administrator Austin St. John presented several wage raise options, suggesting a 6.6% cost of living increase, reflecting the Consumer Price Index this past year. He also suggested adjusting the wage scale, which determines starting pay and wage caps. Consensus was to return with a 4-year trend of wages and past increases for comparison. It was noted that health insurance costs were stable the past 2 years. Council requested additional details for a $10,000 video projection system for the new fire station before committing to the project. Councilman Todd Fry acknowledged concerns of some citizens with regard to extended campers at the city park. suggesting perhaps consideration of the vacant 7th Street corridor from Walnut North to Elm Street for RV and camper parking. He noted that it may be a means of improving that section and may allow less congestion in the park. Mayor Jason Barnes approached the process for hiring a new police chief with the new council in place. It was reported the city currently has at least 5 applicants. Consensus was to have the entire city council involved in the interview process. The mayor noted that traditionally the city administrator would be responsible for hiring and firing, but given the controversy involved, he preferred having the council involved. Council will hold a special meeting and executive session beginning at 5:30 prior to the December 20th regularly scheduled meeting at 7 to interview candidates, and a special meeting December 29th at 5 p.m. was scheduled to close out payroll and bills. The mayor presented standing committee appointments, which are listed on the council agenda, at the City of Marysville website, with Kevin Throm approved for council president. Marysville USD 364 School Board will interview superintendent candidates beginning January 12th, with the January board meeting to be moved to the 19th. Marysville School Board last meeting was mostly routine business. An injury accident report from October 28th was filed last week. Tyler Smith of Washington was turning into a drive, backed into a ditch, and the vehicle rolled, injuring the driver and a passenger who were transported to Washington County Hospital. An injury accident December 4th on Big Bear, north of 20th Road in Washington County, involved a vehicle driven by Kiana Hulisha of Hanover, who lost control striking a culvert and rolling over. The driver was taken to the Hanover Hospital. An injury accident was reported in Nemahaw County December 3rd. Alan Swartz of Onega failed to stop and struck a semi driven by Leon Hall of Salina. The Swartz vehicle overturned and the driver was transported to Nemahaw Valley Community Hospital. Many Nebraska schools closed or dismissing early on account of high wind warnings Wednesday. Diller O'Dell will be closed with no evening activities. Southern schools dismiss at 1:30. Selma Cromie, age 100, of Bremen, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Selma Cromie. Sherry Charlotte Faye Gregory, age 74, of Marysville, passed away unexpectedly Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30, at the Crossing Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Sherry Gregory. William F. Bargman, age 90, of Bremen, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5:30 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Wilmer Bargman. Judith A. Wise, age 63, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Judith Wise.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds first half property taxes are due by the close of business Monday, December 20th. Cash, check, or money order payable at the Treasurer's Office. Open Monday through Fridays, 8:30 till 5. Pay online or call the Treasurer's Office, or you can leave those at the drop box at the Marshall County Courthouse.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A high wind warning is in effect from early Wednesday morning until Wednesday evening. Temperatures will continue to rise today before a small cold front starts to move through the region in the afternoon. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 50s through lower 70s throughout Iowa. the upper 50s and mid-70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s through lower 70s throughout Missouri. Nebraska will have a wide range in temperatures from the mid-30s through mid-60s as that cold front starts to move in early on Wednesday. The main impact with this low-pressure system is high winds and even some severe thunderstorms. Strong south winds will be impacting much of the Midwest, averaging between 20 and 35 miles per hour and gusting as high as 60. For today's forecast, rain showers and thunderstorms possible and a high nearing 74. Southwest winds between 20 and 35 miles per hour, gusting as high as 70. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 43, record high of 69 could be in jeopardy today. The average low 23 and the record low 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:40, sunset this evening at 5:05.
Here's a question that needles many of us this time of year. Which type of Christmas tree is best? Some help today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 15th. It is the 349th day of the year, and comedian Tim Conway was born on this day in 1933. If you haven't yet made the annual trip to the Christmas tree lot, here's some timely advice for choosing a tree that suits your best. If needle retention is a priority, you might prefer a fir. Douglas and Fraser firs are among the most popular trees each year. If you like dense foliage and firm branches, spruce is a good choice, though their needles can be especially prickly. Pine trees generally have softer needles with beautiful color and fragrance, but the branches are less sturdy and may droop with heavier ornaments. There's no such thing as the perfect tree, but if you're aware of the trade-offs, you just might find a tree that's perfect for you. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Are you puzzled by how to relax and stay cozy this Christmas? Visit Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville for the latest puzzles for all ages. Reflections also has an incredible selection of Melissa and Duck toys and gift bundles for the whole family. Stop in to shop gifts today. Reflections is open 9:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 to 5, and Sunday 1 to 5.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Four separate players scored in double figures, and the Wichita State Shockers defeated the Alcorn State Braves inside Coke Arena last night, 82-63. The win puts Wichita State to 8-2 this season, 5-1, while they're in their home arena. Morris Udeze led all scorers in the game with 15 points, followed by Kenny Poto with 14 and Ricky Council IV with 12. Moving forward, the Shockers will host North Texas on Saturday, December 18th at 3 p.m. That game will air on the ESPN family of networks. As the Chiefs prepare to take on the Chargers in L.A. on Thursday, star pass rusher Chris Jones has been added to COVID protocol. KCTV 5 reports that he has been rendered ineligible for practice and may even keep him out of Thursday night's game in L.A. The Chiefs head to L.A. to take on the Chargers just after 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Only one game separates the two in the AFC West standings. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP is on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Two of college basketball's Blue Bloods announced yesterday they'll meet on campus for two showdowns over the next couple of seasons. The home-and-home series between Kansas and Indiana tips off Saturday, December 17th of next year when the Jayhawks host the Hoosiers at Allen Fieldhouse. The Jayhawks will then travel to Bloomington for the first time since 1994 and face Indiana on Saturday, December 16th at Assembly Hall. The schools have accounted for 10 national championships, with both winning five. Indiana leads the all-time series 8-6. In Sunday's victory at home over the Las Vegas Raiders, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes once again etched his name into the franchise history books. With his 258 yards, Mahomes is now third all-time in franchise passing yards, passing former Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith and trailing only Trent Green and Lynn Dawson. It took Mahomes 17 less games to pass Smith's milestone, and as of Sunday's win, he has 39 more touchdown passes. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night girls basketball, Valley Heights over Frankfort 42-37. Hanover took Blue Valley 55-31. Axtell down Wetmore 51-29. And Centralia topped Onega 58-33. Marysville girls over Concordia 44-19. Wamego down Chapman 57-31. Clay Center down Riley County 41-27. Southeast of Saline over Abilene 45-32. Boys play, Frankfort took Valley Heights 56-34, Hanover topped Blue Valley 50-37, Axtell over Wetmore 42-40, and Centralia beat Onega 42-28. Concordia boys over Marysville 52-34, Wamego took Chapman 66-30, Clay Center over Riley County 71-54, and southeast of Saline beat Abilene 53-51.
The Valley Heights girls basketball team, as they defeated the Frankfort Wildcats 42-37 on Tuesday night. Leading the way, of course, for Valley Heights was Emma Youngerberg with 18 points and a three-pointer made. Though on the side of Frankfort, leading the way was both Emma Hardwick with 11 and Kayla Cornelson with 11, ending with a Valley Heights victory 42-37 for the girls. Boys varsity action, it was a tough defeat for the Mustangs. They fell to the Frankfort Wildcats 56-34 with a blowout in the first quarter. 19-2 is where we ended, with Frankfort up. And it was all led the way by Samuel Gross with 17 points, 18, and game high. And then on the side of Valley Heights, it was Dustin Denton with 9 and Trayton Claycamp with 9 as well, leading the way for the Mustangs, who fell to Frankfort in late Tuesday basketball action, 56-34.
A strong second half for the Concordia Panthers handed Marysville boys a 52-34 loss in Tuesday night North Central Kansas League play. Marysville and Concordia went back and forth, three-point Concordia lead at the half, but a 14-3 third-quarter run and multiple free throws down the stretch gave Concordia the double-digit win. Cav Caldron, a senior, led all scorers with 27 points. Alexis Cash was in double figures with 11 for Concordia, improving to 4-0 on the season. Marysville's Jack Lauer finally hit a couple of baskets, had 11 points to lead the Bulldog attack in the loss. Marysville falls to 1-4, 0-2 in NCKL play. Concordia 52, Marysville 34. Marysville girls had the upper hand all night, 44-19 winners at Concordia. Bulldogs paced by Madison Runnebaum with 12 points. Reserve Bryn O'Neill had 10. Marysville girls go to 2-3, 1-1 in the NCKL. Concordia's Sienna De Leon led with 7 points as Concordia falls to 1-3. Marysville 44, Concordia 19. Concordia took Marysville wrestlers 57-18 in North Central Kansas League dual action Tuesday.
The fragrance and beauty of paperwhite daffodils are a welcome addition to the indoor winter decor, but flopping stems can detract from this beauty's floral display. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You can tame this plant's growth with a sip of alcohol. Cornell University tested this old gardening technique and found it worked. They discovered a 4-6% solution of water and 80-proof alcohol resulted in shorter plants that still produce fragrant flowers. Dr. Miller of Cornell recommends placing the bulbs in stones and maintaining the water level below the bulbs. Replace the water with an alcohol-fortified mix once the bulbs form roots and green shoots are 2 inches high. He recommends using 1 cup of 80-proof, that's 40%, liquor with 7 cups of water to create a 5% solution. Don't overdo, as too much alcohol can damage the bulbs and prevent flowering. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
There's plenty of fertile farmland along the Mississippi River here near Muscatine, Iowa. But a century ago, this city was known for something else. It was not the land along the river, but something from the river that was putting the town on the map. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of 6 books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Unless you are from eastern Iowa, you probably don't know how and why this city became associated with this important piece of just about everything we wear.
A man named John Frederick Beppel came over from Germany. He had made buttons over there and had actually seen some shells that somebody had brought over there and thought he could come over here and start making buttons.
Richard Darschlag shares the story from Muscatine, Iowa. Mr. Beppel knew that he could make buttons by cutting them from shells. But why Muscatine?
People would just get the clams out of the river, and they would just put the shells and cut with the first of what they called blanks, with the little round circles.
There were about 300 different species of mussels, or clams, in the Mississippi River at Muscatine, a vast array of shells for citizens to cut for buttons.
We know of about 150 different locations for either factories or little cutting shops just in Muscatine. And some of the families would have those, and they would cut the blanks, and they would sell them to the factories.
In 1905, the city was producing 1.5 billion buttons annually. 37% of the world's buttons were manufactured here at the time.
The industry kind of peaked around 1916, 1917, started to decline after that.
The last pearl buttons were made here in the 1960s. You can see the history of the Pearl Button Capital, including the old-time photos of those mountains of shells, at the History and Industry Center here. Traveling the countryside in Muscatine, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Sore back after a day on the tractor? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The culprit could be the seat you're sitting on and the vibration it's sending through your body as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
pain is a common complaint from farmers. Maybe they lifted too much or pulled something the wrong way. But there's another potential cause: prolonged exposure of vibration from farm vehicles. Nathan Fetke is an associate professor in the Department of Occupational and Environmental Health at the University of Iowa, which did a study on whole body vibration experienced while operating ag machinery. He says the seat is the key. Many farm machines have seats with shock-absorbing suspension, and they should be adjusted properly for the operator's weight.
And that should be easily identifiable. If someone's riding around in a machine and they feel the seat bottom out or slam down into the base plate, that seat is not working properly, it's not adjusted for the operator's weight properly, or there's some failure of the mechanism. In terms of the seat itself, just including the seat as part of the overall maintenance plan of the machine is really important. I mean, these are mechanical things.
Fetke says the operator's posture is another factor.
As a person sits, the curvature on their low back is lost, typically without a lumbar support. And so you've got this sort of stretching of the low back just by the nature of the sitting posture, and then you're vibrating that low back at the same time. And so you get this repeated stretching of the low back, and that's one possible theorized mechanism for how prolonged exposure to vibration can lead to problems down the road.
He says it can be years before the operator notices any problems. The study showed ATVs and heavy utility vehicles like skid steers transmitted the highest levels of vibration, followed by tractors, pickups, and semi-trailers. Learn more about whole body vibration on farm machinery at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Do you know a young farmer who is doing an outstanding job on the farm and in the community? I'll tell you about a program to recognize her or him today on Farm to Fork. I have to admit, I got pretty excited when I heard about the buy two, get one free glove promotion that Gempler's is running. Here's the deal. You buy any two pair of work gloves, any two pair, mix and match, and you get a third pair free. And here's the best part. No limit. Just imagine you could buy 20 pairs of gloves from Gempler's and get another 10 pairs for free. What a dent that would make in your holiday shopping list. And nobody would have to know whether they were getting one of the free pairs. Got a big crew to outfit? Buy in bulk and save a ton. Who doesn't lose a glove now and then? Thanks to this deal, you have extras. Here's what you do. Go to Gemplers.com/gloves. Pick out what you want. Then when you place your order, use the promo code GLOVE. Do it quickly, though, because the offer ends December 31st. Again, that's Gemplers.com/gloves and use the promo code GLOVE. Gemplers, family owned, fiercely independent. Here's the mission of the Outstanding Young Farmer Program: to be the premier recognition program by celebrating the diversity, productivity, and efficiency of today's agricultural professionals. Mary Johnson is the candidate coordinator of the program.
The purpose of this organization is to essentially bring a greater interest in what farmers do, kind of foster some urban-rural relationships, have the urban people understand some of the challenges and the endeavors that farmers go through, and it's to create some urban awareness out there and also recognize those young people that are doing good things.
Johnson says any farmer between the ages of 21 and 40 who is deserving of recognition can be nominated.
I'd like to see all states represented if possible, because agriculture is so diverse. It's not just corn, soybeans, cattle, and hogs. You've got wineries. You've got vegetable production. You have people who are harvesting oysters. That's aquaculture. That's all farming. So we'd really like to have you consider sending someone in.
To learn more, visit OFAfraternity.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Peg Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the most iconic animal in the world is, of course, the Holstein cow, and provides nature's perfect protein source and supports families, businesses, and communities all along the way. U.S. registered Holsteins add more than pounds in the tank for the nation's dairy farmers, as every story is different, but the registered Holstein breeders, they are joined together through the Holstein Association at USA.
We're all not cookie-cutter farms. We have different philosophies when it comes to breeding, management styles, herd sizes, and just to see that no matter what philosophy you are, we are all Holstein breeders, and we all share the same passion.
That was David Reynolds, a sales representative for Holstein Association USA. He says that it's a trend across the country where the Holstein Association's USA National Sales Manager, Barry Cabot.
We have really seen an increase in value related to sales across the country. Feel like at least $200 per animal is added, and in many cases It can be thousands of dollars added value depending on the animal and the situation.
He says the documented pedigrees and industry-leading programs and services allow dairy producers to maximize genetics and profits.
One of our favorite programs is called the Complete Program. And that is a program where the producer pays a flat fee, and then they get the benefits of registering and the TriStar. They get a free national membership, and so and then they also get a classification for their animals, and so it's a package deal.
He also talks about genomics testing through the clarified suites of testing for your cattle.
I'm a big believer in genomic testing, not just as far as finding the next elite animal, but heifer management. And that's the big factor in profitability on farms, is being able to control the heifers you're raising. And, you know, and if you can find that one that hits the high one, that's the cherry on the sundae.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty X Ford is making this holiday season one to remember, with savings on every new and pre-owned vehicle on the lot. And we're spreading the holiday cheer with 0% APR financing on select new F-150s, Expeditions, Escapes, and more. But why stop there? Here's another present. How about no payments till March 2022? Want more under the tree? Get Ford rebates up to $1,000. Rusty X Ford is spreading the holiday cheer with great deals on every new Ford and pre-owned vehicle. Don't see the vehicle you want? No problem. Order yours today and lock in these amazing incentives that have never been higher. Make this the season to remember at Rusty X Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyXFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus matching fees. Not all qualified. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for 60 months to $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance. Interest accrued from date of purchase. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined.
The house has to look just right before the holiday guests arrive. That means refinishing an old wood floor, laying new tile, or nailing down hardwood flooring. Don't worry if you don't have the right tools or equipment. Hometown Lumber and Hardware does. Visit them and rent the floor sander, tile saw, or floor nailer for all the projects that need work done. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville notices the impact you make when you shop local, and they thank you for your business and support.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The House Ag Committee's General Farm Commodities and Risk Management Subcommittee held a roundtable recently focusing on federal crop insurance. Leaders from a couple of crop insurance companies, one farmer and one crop insurance agent, participated to help update and educate the subcommittee's 13 members on the workings of this critical component to the farm safety net. SEPA's Marva Euland highlighted the challenges for delivering crop insurance, given the administrative and operating expense reimbursements have not kept pace with inflation and not having been adjusted since 2015. In addition to the good work of agents delivering federal crop insurance, she highlighted the critical assistance agents provide to producers amidst pandemic-related closures, especially in navigating the rules of the Farm Bill and the ad hoc programs to deal with trade issues and with China, COVID-19, as well as natural disasters. A Kansas man whose commitment to the swine industry includes producing online videos to help the public learn about modern operations, being recognized as a Kansas State University Department of Animal Science and Industry Distinguished Alumnus for 2021. Roy Henry of Longford received the award from Department Head Mike Day earlier in the month. Henry received a bachelor's degree from K-State in 1972, spent his career raising swine and crops on the family farm near Longford. In 2000, Henry developed the first privately owned genetic seed stock boar multiplication sites in North America. He partnered with the Pig Improvement Company, or PIC, to raise terminal boars that were merchandised for commercial producers throughout the U.S. and internationally. He remained in partnership with PIC, producing seed stock, until 2014. He's currently on the board of the K-State Livestock and Meat Industry Council and been a strong advocate for students training at the K-State Swine Teaching and Research Center. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Bulls
Dogs are dangerous and can quickly become aggressive. Reading their behavior and knowing how to react can save you from injury. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
That his halter broke and has been raised as a pet may be gentle, but keep in mind it's still an animal you have to respect and never trust him, no matter how tame. Ryan Walker is a livestock consultant at the Noble Research Institute. He says bulls are stubborn and will get upset when you make them do something they don't want to do. At any given time, they can suddenly decide they don't like you and become aggressive. So how do you know if you're pushing the bull too far? Watch its eyes.
You can always tell when a bull is uneasy with someone being around them when they're always watching you. So when you look at their eyes and they follow your movement all over, then they want to know where you're at because they feel uncomfortable with you. When they get real alert and feel like they want to do something about it, their eyes get really big. Versus a bull that feels real comfortable and real easy, they're going to be less alertive.
A bull that's telling you to go away might also paw at the ground. Walker says sometimes it's just a warning, but it's best not to find out. To avoid being cornered by 2,000 pounds of angry, be prepared for it.
You always want to put yourself in a position where, if need be, you can climb a fence. Don't ever get in an area where you can't get behind an obstacle, like a hay bale ring or a feeder, or you can't climb a fence. That's number one.
Walker says the best way to avoid confrontation with a bull is to handle it in a low-stress manner and maintain your distance. When you need to move it, such as from the pasture to a trailer, bring a few other cattle along. The bull will be less likely to resist because it's with company. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about staying safe around bulls at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of brand new Chevy Colorados, a 2021 and a 2022 model. Both are four-wheel drive. The 2022 model is the Z71 edition. They also have a sturdy 2022 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD LTZ. It's the Duramax at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Wednesday today. A market wrapping up here in just a little bit, but we are kind of seeing a lot of red on the board today for the grain and the livestock market. Not a whole lot of change since things have dipped into the south. March corn right now still down 4.5 at 585 3/4. Kansas City wheat, they continue to move downward, down 23.5 cents right now, sitting at 788.5 for the March KC wheat. Over in the oats market, they started off green today, but they've dipped down into the red as well, with March oats down by 4 cents currently at 7.11 a bushel. Over in the bean market, they're trying to come up into the positive. January beans up 1/4 in the green right now at 12.59 3/4. By the March and the later futures, we are in the red, with March down by 1.5 at 12.63. Over in the meal, soybean meal for January down $2.70 at 374.30. That was seeing some decent gains at the beginning of the day. On the positive side, bean oil has dipped into the green right now. January oil is up by 55 cents right now at 52.80. Over in the cotton market, we are seeing some green here. March cotton up 12 cents right now, sitting at 106.02. Canola for January down $4.60 at 9.95 and 90 cents. In the livestock, we are seeing mostly red numbers here. Live cattle for December down 97 cents currently at 135.80. The feeder cattle for January down 60 cents at 163.97. And the lean hogs, They're mostly lower as well. February lean hogs down $1.05, sitting at 79 and 2 pennies. In ag news going through the day today, we have gotten word from Argentina's government that they're moving to cut some export taxes on organically grown corn, soybeans, and wheat. They reduced the sales tax, will not apply to traditionally grown grains and oilseeds. Country's organically grown grains are only a small fraction of their exports, but that tax change is set to take effect immediately. Over on the U.S. dollar index today, March is up by 5 cents, sitting at 96.59. 30-year bonds for December down in the red slightly, sitting at 163. When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP is on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at Mid-America Ag.
KNDY.
Oh, come ye to bed.
depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts even if you're miles away from home with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Full-time legends of country music. From KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.